This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Rhys Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. On a big day here. It feels like the NFL offseason officially begins. The Combine, Howie and Nick speak a little bit later on. We'll carry that live on WIP. Elliot will join us for the Combine in a little bit. A lot to get into with the Eagles and the offseason, a big one to come. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know, they have this group, this French acting group. In France, that's called the Aquaman, where they run around the city with water, like fish helmets on their heads with fish in them. Aquaman.
Is this your next acting gig? Is this
I just thought it was fascinating. You know, I like to share with everybody useless information on a day-to-day basis. I've kind of gotten into that. The algorithm has changed a little bit. And I saw that. And they're called the Aquaman. And they walk around the city with fish in their helmets. And that's what they do.
I'm always nervous when you say one of these things, and then I search it to learn about it, and then it could change my algorithm. Like, my algorithm starts changing because of your algorithm. But we have the Aquaman out in France. All right, that's an interesting fact. Welcome on in. 215-592-9494 to join the show. Kyle, of course, behind the glass. And, Hugh, yesterday, towards the end of our show, the news broke that an unnamed, at that time, NFL team had kind of started the push behind the scenes to ban the tush push. We now know those cowards in Green Bay, the Packers, were the team to do this.
That's crazy.
I know. Well, they lost twice to the Eagles, so maybe they're a little salty from this past season.
A little salty.
So the Packers trying to ban the tush push, Hugh Douglas, and we'll see where it goes. You know, the NFL's got their meeting, competition committee, but this is the first time it feels like a formal thing. Because in the last couple years, it's been like, someone's going to try to get this out, but now we have a team formally going to the NFL trying to get rid of this thing. Hugh, it really begs the question, because the Eagles have become so proficient at this play, that if it happens, if the Packers gain enough support here, Hugh, to get this banned, is it a big deal for the Philadelphia Eagles? Like, let's fast forward, Hugh. In your mind, 2025 season opens. Tush push is banned. Big deal?
Yes, I think so. And the reason why I think so is I'm afraid. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm afraid of the unknown. I don't know what's going to happen because I am so used to that play being money. That's a money play.
It is.
You talk about, you know, I was listening to the morning show. Shout out to the morning show. And they were talking about how Saquon probably would have been the MVP of the league if Jalen wouldn't have vultured his touchdowns. That is a money play. So now we're talking about, and it's been a money play for the Eagles for years. Now we're talking about taking away something that has been so, so clutch that now it's up in the air. I'm pretty sure that Coach Sirianni and those guys, as much as they've been talking about banning the tush push, that they probably got something up their sleeve that's a variation of it. But the fact that they're talking about banning it. That's taking away. That's almost like taking food off the table.
Well, I can't argue that. I mean, it would. It's a money play. It's as close to an automatic as you get in the NFL. 90-something% the last couple of years. And to be clear, I want it to stay. I hope it stays. I think it's really soft of the Packers and soft NFL teams to try to get rid of this. It's effectively a different kind of quarterback sneak, right? It's not to me, taking it away is just silly. There's not conclusive data. Sometimes we have inconclusive data on this show. It's not conclusive data that there's any sort of significant injury thing. But here's where I'm at on this. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I want it to stay. I think it's silly they're trying to take it away. But I don't think it's a big deal because I think, although you're right, it's automatic, they don't run it that much. Like, mm-hmm. In the last 3 years, the Eagles have run this play 108 times. That in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about 2.5 times per game. It's not like it's a play they run in certain key situations, right? It's fourth mm-hmm. and one, goal line. You mentioned Jalen and the touchdown. He got a touchdown to start the Super Bowl with it. But I don't view it as a thing they can't overcome. They're still going to have Jeff Stoutland. They're still going to have the best offensive line in the NFL. They're still going to have Saquon. Mm-hmm. They're still going to have Jalen, who I think could succeed with a different kind of running play. I just don't view it as the kind of thing where if they don't have it, we're in deep trouble. It's a big deal. I'd rather have it. I think it's silly the NFL's doing this, but I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep. This is the opposite of usual. Usually I'm nervous and scared.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep if we lose the Tush Puss. I think the Eagles will be just fine. 215-592-9494. Ryan Clark on ESPN yesterday, he had a pretty strong take on all this softness about the Tush Push.
How soft do you have to be? Oh, we can't stop it. Our defensive tackles aren't tough enough. Our linebackers get hurt. Shut the hell up and bow your neck. Somebody get physical and stop the play. And as Mina says, though, it's like everything else in sports. If you don't have the personnel to do it, you actually don't do it. To go in there and be like, instead of actually coaching, let's run away from coaching and try to outlaw this play. It's dumb and it's soft.
Well, I agree with him. It is soft. I mean, the Packers come across as crybabies, as soft, as just, they're just trying to take a lever away from the best team in the NFL who beat them twice this year. I think it's actually ridiculous that we're getting to the point where they're trying to ban. I mean, I can't think of a play, Hugh, that's been banned in sports because it was too successful. Again, if there's injury risk, then that's different, right? Yeah. That got rid of the wedge and the kickoff and all that.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been enough data, and I haven't seen enough players come off the field significantly injured where you think this is really a big, big injury risk. So they're just going to take it away or try to because the Eagles are good at it? That's annoying.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's a big deal because you're trying to take away something that you can't compensate for.
Yeah.
The NFL is a copycat league. And we've seen, as a matter of fact, seen the Green Bay Packers try to use the tush push at times. Other teams have tried to use the tush push. We saw the Buffalo Bills try to use it. It's one of those things that in the NFL, you always try to emulate your opponents or whatever. Other teams can't do it. The Green Bay Packers are mad because they can't do it. And they're also mad because they can't stop it. But I think that to punish the Eagles for having a play that they've designed that has been so automatic is ridiculous.
Well, I agree. I mean, again, I totally agree. It is a ridiculous premise brought up by the Packers, and we'll see how the compensation committee handles it. I want the play to stay. I don't think it's going to change the outlook of the 2025 Eagles if they don't have the tush push. I think they're going to be a 12 or 13 win team, you know, whatever they're going to be. But regardless, they have better players. They have a great front office, and I think they'll figure it out. Like, if you take it away, they'll do something different. They'll run the ball with Saquon or another back. They'll use Jalen on a different kind of run.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure some variations, but
yeah.
I don't want any variations.
I know you don't.
I want it to be what it was because the one thing about the NFL that I enjoyed and prided myself about being a part of is that the adaptability mm-hmm. of the league. You know, everybody made a big deal about the too high safety thing this year. The NFL started to adapt. They started running the ball a little bit more. It's always been a league that has thrived and it's been the most exciting game in the United States because of that fact, because of the fact that you have different stars that emerge every year and the jerseys on and the back of the names on the jerseys change every year and you get somebody else new to root for. That's the great part about these sports. And to take away something that has been so dominant for the Philadelphia Eagles is, to me, is ridiculous.
Well, it is. it's silly, but we might get there. I mean, once
I don't think it's going to happen, Joe. To be honest, I don't think
you're
it's
right.
going to happen.
I hope you're right. But once it's in the hands of the competition committee, and once a team starts to bang the drum for it, there is a chance it happens. I hope it does it, but there's a chance
it
happens.
Well, the crybaby team that got their ass kicked twice. Mm-hmm. That's who's crying. I mean, and to be honest, it sounds ridiculous. And I'm pretty sure that when you get up there and you present the data that you feel is strongly, that you feel is strong enough to compel the committee, I don't think it's going to be enough. Because I think the consensus was a couple years ago. I mean, adapt. And teams have tried to adapt. Jacksonville Jaguars stopped it, I think, twice this year. They had the right personnel. So instead of complaining about it, just go out and get the right personnel and try to stop it the next time you play the Eagles.
Well, that's what teams have tried to do, and they failed for a few years now. 215-592-9494. Is it a big deal? All right, before we go on, I'm going to make a comparison that I was thinking about yesterday after we talked about it. It would be something the Eagles would have to change and overcome, right, losing it. But I think the best figure it out. And what I mean by that is back, I think it was 04, 05, the NBA banned hand-checking. You used to be able to hand-check, you know, keep your hand on the opponent's body kind of as they moved around the perimeter in basketball. And then in 04, 05, around there, they took away the hand-check. It did affect some players. It did affect defense in the NBA. But you know who it didn't affect? Ron Artest, Kevin Garnett, Kawhi Leonard, the best defensive players still played awesome defense. They didn't need to hand check to play good defense on the best offensive scorers in the NBA. That's the way I view this. Like, if a middling team used the tush push, then I think they'd be in trouble. The Philadelphia Eagles have Saquon Barkley. They have the best offensive line coach in the league. They have the best offensive line in the NFL. And they have a quarterback who's been running since he was probably 5 years old playing quarterback. He is a great running quarterback. I think he could figure it out and get a yard or two when he needs. 215-592-9494. Big deal, no big deal. If the NFL does ban the tush push, Kyle, where do you come down as the Packers are crying and the NFL's listening?
Yeah, so first of all, I agree with the whole idea that it's so soft to want this thing banned. But
it's kind of sad, actually.
It really is. It's pathetic. But like, if they did ban it, I think it's a huge deal for the Eagles. Like, so I don't have percentages in front of me, but I would wager that a very large majority of Jalen Hurts' rushing touchdowns are the tush push.
I'd agree with that.
Like, a huge majority of them. And I just think we're shortchanging how much of a leg up it gives the Eagles on the rest of the league to be able to run that play at the rate, the success rate that they do. Like, not even just touchdowns, but like 1 yard plays. Nick Sirianni always said first and nine, right? Like, that's a huge deal for us, and it's not just something that everyone can easily replicate, and it's very rare that you see it stopped. Like, I think getting that 1 yard at the goal line is a little bit tougher than we're acting like. We have Saquon Barkley. We've seen Saquon get stopped at the 1 yard. How many times have we just had the opportunity to do the tush push at the 1 yard line because we were stopped at the one?
Like, well, Saquon, that, like 10 times this year got stopped.
That 1 yard is not a given. And I think it would just totally change how the Eagles manage games, how Nick Sirianni manages games. And I think it would be a massive deal if they banned it for the Eagles.
Yeah, so I agree with you both that the degree of difficulty would go up for the Eagles because they've mastered a play. I mean, in the mic'd up at the Super Bowl, Hugh, when they score their first touchdown, they have Jalen mic'd up and he goes into the huddle. He doesn't even call the play. He says to the huddle, you all know what time it is. Like, they all know. Like, you don't have to call it. When they're on the one, it's the tush push. So it's become part of their identity on offense. I understand that. I just think the Eagles are good enough, smart enough, and have enough great players that will it increase the degree of difficulty to score some touchdowns? Sure, but I don't think it's going to appreciably change things. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here. The Packers are trying to ban the tush push. It's become part of the identity of this football team the last 3 years. They've run it the most. The next closest is Buffalo, and I think that's theirs is more of a QB sneak kind of thing. But the Eagles run it a lot, 108 times the last 3 years. But even with that, to me, that's still only like 2.5 times a game. That's not a game-changing thing. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown up first on WIP.
Happy Tushy Tuesday, man.
It is a Tushy Tuesday. What's up, Chris?
Man, I can't believe this. Tuesday we're talking about tushes.
Mm-hmm. That's because the Packers are soft. That's the reality of it.
Well, listen, I want to make one little off comment, and then I'm going to get into this. You mentioned the combine. Guys, you know, with the combine, it's known as Howie season.
It begins today. That's right. The off season is here, and that means it's Howie season again.
I feel like what Howie, like, with the draft now, it's like in Happy Gilmore when he learned to putt and he goes, Howie learned how to putt. I'm like, you know, that's what I feel like he says to the league now. He's like, Howie learned how to draft. So it's all good stuff. All right, let's get on to this. I was going to make a comment, but I get yelled at by the producer and scolded.
What else is new around here?
So I'll stick with this. So the weak, soft female dog packers that want to ban the brotherly shove, they only want to do it because they suck, all right? They should be embarrassed and ashamed by themselves. Like, I can't imagine being a player in that locker room where my front office is out there beating the drum, because I would be like, yo, we could stop this. This is on us, because if I was on opposing teams, I'd make fun of them. I'm like, oh, you went crying to the principal's office to change the rules because you guys stink. I don't know. I will say this. I got to clean it up because Kyle yelled at me. There's an irony in the fact that the Packers don't want to support this, but I'll leave it at that. Joe, you said the right thing. Jalen's the difference of this. It's his height, it's his strength, and it's his ability to find that weak spot as he surges forward, because he does do a quick pause and then he looks for where the weakness is and he attacks it. That's what the success rate is. So I don't think it's ultimately going to stop us. But guys, here's an interesting part. If we're going to ban the tush push, right, which starts with both lines being at a dead stop, well, then are we banning the scrum pile tush pushes that go on downfield? Because those are more dangerous. They want to use excuse of health. Those are more dangerous because you have players moving, coming, running full speed, blasting into piles to push a scrum pile in further down the line. So where are we drawing the line at this? Why, if we're banning this, why aren't we banning all of these scrum pile plays and not just the ones that one team in particular, the Eagles, found a tremendous amount of success in beating?
Yeah, Chris, I think that's a good point, because sometimes those, I almost think that's even more unfair to the defense, because if it's like a 10-yard pass and then the safeties and corners rally to make a tackle, it's like they've done all that work just to get the lineman coming down there and shove everyone 5 extra yards. That feels more ridiculous.
You've got a 300-pound lineman blasting into a pile with a 205-pound cornerback. That sounds more like a recipe for an injury than, hey, big lineman scrumming it out in the middle of a field.
Yeah, well, Chris, that's a good point. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Hewitt, if I had a guess, if they're going to ban this, if they're going to do something, my guess is they would do something to the wording of it where you can't have someone running up and pushing. So it would change the tush push. Because I don't know how you take, like, the tush push is just, in essence, a quarterback sneak. It just has different elements to it.
Yeah, and it's for whatever reason, the way that they do certain things up front, because if one thing I've noticed from talking to anybody that has been involved with the tush push, they're real hush hush about how it actually works. And I think the premise is basically this. And it's the oldest premise in the books as far as football is concerned. Low man win. Low man win. And I think that, you know, Pat, it's partly that. And I think also it's because you're taking advantage of the fact that defensive linemen have gotten smaller. Now, the one advantage that the Jacksonville Jaguars have, if you go back and look at it, they were big across the whole front. They were pretty stout as far as their size was concerned.
Right.
Now, when you look at everybody else, you look at the Green Bay Packers and how they're constructed and why they're complaining, is because they're smaller front compared to the one that Jacksonville had that has success against it. So it's low man win. You talk about, though, you got 200-300-pound guards, you got a 300-pound center, and those two tackles on the end, and they're getting lower than you. That's the bottom line. You got to be able to get lower than the other guys, and most teams don't have the personnel to do that.
Well, it's like you can't stop it, so cry until it's gone out of the NFL.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
You know what I'm thinking back to? The Super Bowl 2 years ago against the Chiefs. I don't remember how many tush push touchdowns we had, but that drive to go in and tie the game where Hurts had the octopus, like, how does that change the complexion of the end of that game if there's no tush push for us to run? Like, we might get stopped at the goal line there.
Good. I mean, I'll frame it this way. It will add to the degree of difficulty. I mean, that's what it will do, because it's become a play, like, I don't know. I don't know the numbers. If you have first and goal at the 2, you probably get a touchdown 80% of the time. The Eagles are probably at 95.
95, right.
Yeah, so it now it takes the percentages down.
But a 15% drop-off is pretty big.
I agree. But I trust that if you take it out of their hands, like they can't do it, they'll find a way to get to close to 90. They have Saquon in this line.
It's just
Jalen can also run without a tush push. I mean, he's
well, he could.
He's
sure.
Physically, he runs like a back when he runs.
But, like, I mean, we've seen other teams try and do that without, like, Josh Allen doesn't, I don't know if he gets, like, pushed, really. He's just big body, and he runs to the left side of his line. He got stopped in the championship game against the Chiefs. It cost them the game.
Well, that was a big part of why they lost. It was. I'm not saying it's not, it's a zero thing. Like, it would be a challenge to the Eagles. I just don't think it's going to be a big deal. I'd be surprised, I'll put it this way, next year, in the middle of the season, if we're saying, man, you know, they're good, but if they had the tush push, they would have won that game. But I don't think it's going to cause that much of a ripple.
But I mean, you can't picture you can't picture the Eagles in any game next season where it's a fourth and one, and
they
decide to punt.
They won a lot of them this year.
No, I'm saying like next season. Say we're in it. You couldn't picture us being here the next day after a game where they either get stopped on fourth and one, or they punt the ball, and we're like, well. Like, the tush push would have changed everything there.
I knew that's where you're going. That's what I was talking about. Because they were in a lot of those situations last year.
A ton of them. And, like,
we all knew, as a fan, you were like, we got this. Like well, that's the comfort that we have.
The comfort will be gone. I agree. I'll be more concerned when they line up for the play, because it's going to have to be a normal running play than your tush push. But they still should get it.
I guess I'm just so conditioned to knowing that we have the tush push that even, like, handing the ball off behind the line of scrimmage seems counterproductive. Like, why not just move forward?
Yeah, when there's an automatic and then it becomes not automatic, it does kind of play into you, like you think it might change things. Let's talk to Steve in Egg Harbor Township. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's going on? I was listening to the morning show. Would it be aesthetically pleasing if it was third and one on our own 30 in the Super Bowl with 2 minutes left and we needed that 1 yard to wrap up the Super Bowl? And we didn't get it because we couldn't tush push, and then we had to punt the ball, and then the other team goes down and beats us. I'm sorry. You know, it is important for us, I mean, to keep this. I think it's extremely weak that people are talking about getting rid of it. The camera this morning, I mean, they should name a school softener after this guy. He's so soft.
Who, the Packers or the camera?
Wow, that was strong.
So Joe's done with the tush push? Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said something to that.
We should get rid of it because it's not aesthetically pleasing.
I mean, I don't give a damn about aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, so
I want results.
Steve, to your point and his, like, I agree with his notion it isn't aesthetically pleasing. I also don't care, though, right? Like, I'm with you on this. Like, it's a legal play. It works for the Eagles. It helps them win games. Who cares about aesthetically pleasing? Win.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I mean, I listen to that stuff and I'm like, Jesus, I mean, if everybody could do it, they'd be doing it and they wouldn't be complaining.
Teams have tried to do it and they can't do
it.
And
nobody's as good as us, so just let's penalize the Super Bowl champions because we got something that nobody else has got.
Steve, I think that last point is a huge one. I think part of this, and Steve appreciated, now, teams, it might be 3 years of it where the teams are like, all right, that's enough. It's been 3 years. I also think it's a part of why the Packers are pushing for this is the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like, when you have a team that's become better than everyone, and maybe they're becoming the team in the NFL, right, them and the Chiefs, you look. I get that from a competitive standpoint. Like, hey, how can we knock them down a peg here? And I'm not shocked we're here. I'm not shocked the team's trying to do this. I think it is soft. I also think if we get there, if it gets banned, I don't think it's going to appreciably change things. Hugh and Kyle think it's a big deal. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Would it be a big deal if the Eagles couldn't use the tush push anymore? Would it hurt? I don't think it would as much as some do. Where do you come down? All right, coming up, your phone calls here, plus a tush push expert, Jason Kelce. Some thoughts on this whole thing. We'll play that next. Your calls. It is the Midday Show on a Tuesday. Combine starts today. Elliot will join us live from Indianapolis later in the show. A lot to do. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Jalen Hurts trying to set a record for how many times can you tush push before you get into the end zone. He takes the snap, he pushes, he shoves, he's in. Touchdown, Eagles!
They got it in easily.
40-23.
Not the I will remember you. I mean, that's just...
You say it like it's gone already. It's so
pulling
hard.
Pulling at our heartstrings here.
To say goodbye.
The Tush Push era, 2022 to 2024. No, we can't say goodbye. Not yet. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio. We're going to put up a big stink if the NFL tries this. We're not going to let them get the votes because those soft Packers are trying to get this thing banned.
See, this is where, you know, being a grown-up is not conducive to the way you want to act.
Do you have non-grown-up ideas?
Yeah, swing on them. Just go to the
So meeting. You mean us just or slap. Like or Howie and Nick well, at the combine?
Nick just go to the combine and say that, you know what? I can't say what I want to say, but you can imagine. Like, that's some real... It's real, you know, whatever that you're doing. It's a real, you know, female dog move right there. You need to be punched in the face.
What if Howie goes up to Mark Murphy and just spears him? Royal Rumble style. Throw him off the podium. Make sure he knows we mean business here.
Oh, boy, I tell you. But how do you – see, this is where – and I understand you have kids. You have to be a grown-up. You have to be because it's not – it's that's not the way you handle business as a man. But at the end of the day – you feel like you're going to see somebody from the Green Bay Packers organization.
Of course.
And knowing what you know about what they said, you're going to want to say something about it. How do you handle that? How do you – like, that's the thing. Because you want to handle it in a grown-up way, but you really don't want to. You have to handle it in a grown-up way. Say, hey, you know, it's kind of messed up. You're making this big stink about the tush push and everything, instead of saying, you know what, man, that's real messed up by how you being a real prostitute about this and, you know, being a real female dog.
You're being soft.
Kyle, I'm using the grown-up words.
He's trying.
I'm trying. Like, you know, that's a real prostitute move.
And, it gets stupid at times. You know what I mean?
Is this why you weren't invited to the combine this year?
I was not
they made Hugh stay home. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from a guy. I'm not sure if he's at the combine this year, but he knows a lot about this particular play and how the Eagles do it. Jason Kelce on what the tush push is and why, you know, obviously he's a fan of the play. Kelce on the tush push.
It depends on what you think of football. Like, if you think football is this incredibly meticulously organized game with, you know, it's like chess and whatnot, then I can see why you don't think the tush push is a very football-centric play. But if you think football is a sport that comes down to physicality, aggression, and like it's going to be our will versus your will for a yard, you know, I think that sums up football pretty good to me.
So I like
some man whoop a man, Joe.
So I was ready for it.
It's a man whoop a man.
So when I think of football, part of the reason why I think it's such a great sport is it one, it's a man whoop a man, right? And that can mean physically or just athleticism, right?
Yeah.
But the other side of it is strategic, right?
That's an element. But at the end of the day,
a man whoop a man.
It's a man whoop a man.
But the tush push kind of combines both because it's a man up front and whooping a man. But it's also they designed it in a specific way. There's strategy to it, and then even like Kyle mentioned earlier, 2 years ago when Sirianni would say, we think of it as first and nine, right? There's a strategy to the offense because if they get
even
nine.
Even Greg Olsen explained it to us like that.
He did at the Super Bowl. So if they get the nine, then they can get the one. Like I think that's part of why football is so great to watch, is it's not just great athletes. Every sport is great athletes, right? Yeah. Basketball is great athletes. But there's a great strategy to every play on both sides, and whoever's got the better athletes and the better strategy, they're probably going to win.
Yeah, because, like, here's the thing. At this level, at the NFL level, everybody can play. Now, there is something to be said about some guys that have more athletic ability than others, but at the end of the day, it is about physicality. And who's the most physical guy? And that's the beauty of the tush push, is because they line up. It's almost like being on the goal line. And the most demoralizing thing you could do on the goal line is run the ball in on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's coming in. What they say. Remember Terry Tate, offensive linebacker, pain train coming.
I haven't thought about Terry Tate in a while.
He'd be like, "Woo, woo, woo! Pain train! It's the pain train, baby." That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful. And as a defender, you're looking at that and you're like, "Damn, might as well." You know, you don't want to give up, but it's like, "Damn, ain't too much you can do about this, dog." It's about to be a touchdown.
Well, and it feels like the NFL, or at least the Packers, with the NFL behind them, trying to punish the Eagles for doing something they're better than anybody at. Here's Kelce on the Eagles just mastering something, and now the NFL's, you know, at least the Packers, sad about it.
I think that the play in general, you still can't pull the runner, but now you can push, and that has allowed this new technique to be instituted. I think that, is it unfair? I mean, probably, yeah. I think it's a 92% chance. Now, other teams don't run it at the same success rate. So maybe the Eagles just happen to be really, really good at it. And is that fair to necessarily punish a team just because they're better at it than everybody else? I don't think that that's fair.
Well, I agree with him. It's not. If that's the reasoning, it's ridiculous.
What it sounds like.
Well, it does. I mean, again, if there's data, and I'm sure if there is, it'll come out soon, that it's becoming an injury risk that teams could report concussion symptoms or trips to the blue tent, then that's fine. Let's see that, and then the NFL will handle it. But if that's not there, then what are we doing here? 215-592-9494. Big deal, no big deal. If the Eagles aren't able to use the tush push, if it's banned, Hugh and Kyle believe it is. I think they can overcome it. As much as I think it's a fun play and it helps them, they've only run it about 2.5 times a game for the last 3 years. It's not a huge part of what they do. It's just situational. I think they could overcome it. Where do you come down? Let's go to Jim in Robbinsville. Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Hey, Jim.
I have the cure-all for this tush-push.
Okay, what do we got?
Because I believe they will at some point. I think it's going to age out anyway. So, listen, you have an Australian rugby player on your team. Okay, you have the fridge on steroids. Line up Jordan Mailata and hand the ball off to him.
So we want to run my. So here's the only thing, Jim. If Mailata's running the ball, then Mailata's not blocking for Mailata, though, right? You lose Mailata, the blocker.
Fred Johnson is going to take his place on the line. He's just as big as he is. Fred Johnson's the same size as Mailata.
Hugh, you in? Mailata running the ball?
No.
Okay.
I mean, but I think it's a pretty neat idea, but no, I'm not.
Would you like to tackle Mailata, you, if you were on the other side?
That's a fair question.
He's got that.
I got that all day.
Now we're back in your day.
We're back in my day.
Now,
the spirit is willing.
He would
crumble. But the body, though.
Yeah, the body.
The body ain't what it used to be. I hurt my back carrying boxes yesterday. What are you talking about?
Boxes?
Yeah. I'm
moving
a lot of stuff.
The fridge before your time?
The fridge was right. Thanks a lot, Kyle. he was out of the league by the time I got here.
Okay, because we had him 1 year.
No, but you know what? Larry Allen was it. I was in the league with Larry Allen, and Larry Allen folded me like a cheap ass lawn chair one time.
Well, you could actually have Mailata as a fullback for Saquon too.
I'm pretty sure the Eagles have something up their sleeve because. They've been fighting this battle for a while, so I'm pretty sure that they probably have been working on something that if the tush push is banned, that they won't be ass out, so to speak.
Yeah, well, that's different than showing your whole ass, right?
That's totally different.
You don't want to have your ass out. Jim, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, look, my lot of stuff is fun. I hope they have a more sound plan than just moving the left tackle into the backfield. Like maybe design a play. Just hand the ball to Saquon. I mean, they have Saquon Barkley. They have Jalen Hurts. They have a great O-line.
Shayshon Barkley.
Including Mailata. I think there'll be moments, and Kyle brought up a point, like, can we see a moment next year we come in and be like, that play was when they could have used the tush push? Yeah, I could see it. I just think over time, it won't be a huge deal. Mike in Conshohocken is up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. What's up?
So, I guess I kind of got my mind changed by Kyle while you guys were talking. But anyway, but this is football. You know, I mean, Y.A. Tittle and Otto Graham, you know, and Sammy Ball, they are the ones who threw the ball. Before that, they just ran the ball. Sometimes they just ran it down your throat in a short, you know, distance type of situation. But here's the deal. It's part of what we do. I won two parlays in the Super Bowl because I bet the Hurts and Brown winning a touchdown and Hurts and Smith getting a touchdown. And I did that because I knew he was going to get a tush push. It's what we do. But is it going to affect us? I said to Kyle earlier, I'm like, I didn't think so much. But now I kind of, why would I make those bets? I knew it's part of what we do. It's new. It's part of why we win.
Take your money out of your pocket, man.
So, look, it'll affect the parlays, Mike. I agree with you. But do you think the Eagles won't score those touchdowns if they can't run that play? Like, I still think if they get the ball in the one, they'll find a way to get it in the end zone.
I think they'll find a way to get it in the end zone, but I don't know if they're going to do it at the percentage rate that we're doing it now.
And that's fair. Yeah, no, they probably
won't.
See,
that's
won't.
The thing.
Yeah.
The averages, are, like, because it was a money play. Like, there were a lot of times, Mike, when I needed Saquon to score, I would be pissed at Jalen because he got
so
the touchdown.
So this has really become about your parlays.
But no, because that killed me last year. Who was DeAndre Swift? That killed me the year before.
Yeah, but you should have been like Mike and realize you only bet on the Hurts touchdowns.
Mike, I need to start helping me. Mike, help me do my parlay. Yeah. Next year when I put some money in my account, I'm going to start doing that.
You got to bet more than a dollar, you.
Two.
You got to bet more than a dollar.
How do you going to play me, Mike? I bet $2. $2. $2 bet.
Mike's looking down at this kind of gambling. Mike, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
You know how many of my friends get irritated with me when I tell them, oh, yeah. They say, how much you put on it? $2. They was like, dog, are you serious? I'm like, what's wrong with
that? The reason it's so frustrating is when you peacocked around here for a week because
no
of your eight-leg parlay, it was like $30. If you would put – I am
happy for the small wins, man.
I know, but all right. So, and I think when we have fun with parlay stuff, like if you're putting a lot on it, that's ridiculous. But like if you just put 5 or 10, Hugh, you would have made a decent amount of money. That's the fun of the parlay.
I did make a decent amount. I made a couple dollars.
$30-something.
Yeah, that would have been. If I'd have put like $5 on it, that'd have been a nice little come up.
Do you consider at all the amount that people are discussing the tush push, like in the NFL, whether it gets banned or not, we don't know. But the amount that the amount of scrutiny it gets every offseason, doesn't that kind of tell you that the NFL thinks it's a big deal?
Yeah, I actually think the NFL could hide behind the teams wanting it out or the injury stuff. What Joe was saying this morning that bothered one of our first callers about it not being aesthetically pleasing, I think the NFL thinks about that. I don't care about that because we just want the Eagles to win, right, Hugh? But like, I wouldn't be shocked if it came out Roger Goodell or the people in charge of, you know, what people watching on TV, that they don't love it because it's not a great, like when you watch a great quarterback throw a pass down the field, or like Jalen in the Super Bowl, right? The pass to Devontae. There's something very pleasing about that. It's a highlight. You see it over and over again. The tush push isn't a highlight play. So I can get why some are like in the NFL maybe want to move off it, but that doesn't make it fair.
You know what? I understand that people, you know, at the end of the day, football is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some strategy involved too. I mean, and that strategically, it's a damn good play. It's a money play for the team that's running it. And I remember back in the day when I first got in the counter trap option, it was big. And I remember, you talk about the evolution of the game. I remember when the old block, as I use my hands and stuff trying to describe this, the old school way to stop the counter trap option was to wrong shoulder it. And what I mean by that is, say like if I'm playing defensive end and the tackle blocks down, because that's normally how the CTO happens. The tackle blocks down, the off guard on the other side is pulling, and that's your block. And as a defensive end, my job was to go, as I'm sure Joe, to go down the line, like go down the line, and instead of hitting it with my outside shoulder, go in with my inside shoulder, I mean, hit it with my outside shoulder and then pry it open. So that way I can make the running back bend, you know, because if you did it the other way, he basically got his block and that's, you know, it was off to the races. They changed that. Now you just go down there and you see guys not just destroy it. They destroy the tackle. When that tackle blocks down, if that guard's coming, because you saw, who was it? Nolan Smith.
Nolan.
He just destroyed it.
That guy's neck just bent back.
Yeah. He just destroyed it and the running back had nowhere to go. But that's the evolution of the game because they realize that, hey, you know what? It's probably better just to go down there and destroy it. So it's one of those things where it's incumbent on the team the following season to try to figure out how to stop
it. Yeah, I think there is something cool about the ebb and flow of strategic stuff in football to where, like, at some point will someone start stopping the tush push?
And then, has been stopped.
Right, and then will the Eagles start doing different things because they've been stopped?
Like, yes.
Every NFL great offense or play, eventually someone stops it a little bit or slows it down, and then that team has to evolve off it. Like, that's the sport. That's the way it always has gone. And I think that's fun. Like, will the Eagles be able to do this for the next 3 years, 5 years? Or is a team or two next year going to put something on tape, someone copies it, and then the Eagles are like, man, it fell from like 95% to 75%. We got to find something else because it's not really the same anymore. That's interesting to me.
So you said they run it on average 2 times a game?
So they've run it in the last 3 years 108 times. So, you know, 17 times 3, that's like 54 games, right? 108 times. So, yeah, like
That's a lot. I think.
Well,
I think
the grand scheme of plays, they run 65 plays a game.
I understand that, but at the success rate that it hits at, and
it's a lot of first downs because you're only running it for the first down,
right? Yeah. And maybe one game they might do it five times, and one game they might do it one. You know, like that's an average number you're going to. Like, this might be going out on a serious limb. I'm not like fully 100% certain that the Eagles win the Super Bowl if there's no tush push this season.
Wow. That is a big limb.
I mean,
but did they need it to win the last two games?
No. But I'm saying, like, throughout the course of an entire season, the way we manage games changes completely in those situations. And how many times that we've had, like, and think about how many games, say you flip half of the tush push results away from the Eagles, right? We get stopped. Mm-hmm. Like, we're giving the opponent the ball on maybe in our territory or at midfield, right? Like, that's points on the board we're talking about, points off the board for us that we're talking about. We might not be 14-3. We might not have won the division, right? If that's the difference between two games, just two games this season, and we lose the division to Washington.
So, in a vacuum, I think I understand where you're going with it. But don't you trust the Eagles to figure this out? They're going to have, if you took it away in the middle of a season, that's different.
Sure.
But they've got a whole offseason.
Yeah.
And a new coordinator,
right.
And a quarterback and a running back and a line. I feel like they should be able to do this.
And I understand how strong that of a statement that is, right? Because the Eagles were the best team in the league. Yeah. They were dominant. I totally understand that. And I'm not taking that away from them. I'm just saying, like, just by the numbers, you flip half of those results of the tush push this season.
Well, it changes the offense.
It changes everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a few more punts involved, sure. I mean, that's fair. It almost reminds me, I know the game has changed away from this in baseball, but like 20, 30 years ago, there were teams that bunted a lot. Mm-hmm. It almost would be like going back to some of those teams that were really good at
bunting.
That
don't sound exciting.
But it worked for some teams, right?
No, yeah, I'm saying, you do what you do. At the end of the day.
You do, it works.
You do, yes. You try to win games, man. And I understand, it just sounds kind of ridiculous to me when people say, well, it's not aesthetically pleasing. Or it's not, I mean, I get that, but for the guys that are playing the game and trying to put yourself in position to be successful, it's necessary to be, you know, strategic in things that you do and have success doing that. Because the NFL, basically everybody has talent on their teams. It's the coaching that makes the difference and the strategy. Why do you think the Detroit Lions has so much success? Because they were out there doing innovative plays that a whole lot of people didn't see. That's why Ben Johnson? Mm. That's why he got a job.
Yeah, he's the Bears coach. Yep.
Because he was looking at the offense and he was doing things that nobody saw coming. If that's the case, ban the tackle eligible play. If that's what you're going to do. Do that. Since we're changing the game like that, or since you want to change the game, ban that play. They probably need to ban that. The receiver throwing the football. Remember who had success doing that? Was it Antoine Randall?
Oh, yeah, yep.
When he was with the Steelers,
I think,
right?
In the Super Bowl against Seattle, yeah.
Come on, man. Stop it.
Yeah, it's silly. I mean, I think most of us agree that this push by the Packers and potentially other teams in the NFL it's sour grapes. It's silly. I'm not going to lose sleep because I think the Eagles can overcome it with the players they have and the coaching they have. I think it changes things, but I wouldn't call it a big deal. Aaron is in Denver. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning, Aaron. What's up?
Good. Hey, I think, like probably every other caller, every other fan, this is ridiculous. To take away something that's a competitive advantage for your team. They're able to do it so well. And I think, to be honest with you, I think it changes the complexion of the sport when you start to take away stuff like this. Like you brought up earlier about hand-checking. Basketball, I mean, that was what made basketball great, that style of defense. Yeah, a certain amount of players could get away with, you know, not needing to do that, but it changed the complexion of the sport. And I think when you take stuff away like this, it changes everything.
So, Aaron, I agree with you. It would change it. I think it's silly. I don't want it gone. But to the point I made earlier with that, like great defensive players, who, you know, then that era was Garnett and Ron Artest and those guys, they still were right. Able to still be great defensive players. And so I think if you take this away from the Eagles, Saquon Barkley will still get the third and one. I don't think it's going to kill the Eagles if they can't do this anymore.
But like you said earlier, it would just be less of a percentage.
Yeah, yeah, it would.
In getting that. So, hey, can I make one quick point on the Sixers?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so last night, 50 points down in the fourth quarter. 75 points given up in the first half, I would say the tank is officially on, right?
If it wasn't tanking, then they all should be totally embarrassed today because that was ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Aaron, good phone call, man. Yeah, we're going to play the worst of. We call it the worst of. There's no more best of. We might do a worst of the Sixers segments the rest of the season. They were down 50 in the fourth quarter to a bad Bulls team.
Yeah. And they had they make it so the insult the injury. The Bulls were on a six-game losing streak.
They stink. I mean, it's hard to lose to a team like that by that many points. It really is. Yet they did it last night, and they didn't seem to have many qualms doing it. All right, we got a lot to do on the show the rest of the day today. Elliot's going to join us live at the Combine at around 11:30, and Elliot is on his, he's got his reporter hat on today. He's all over the Combine, and he's bouncing, Hugh, from podium to podium, asking or listening to people talk about this.
The tush push.
Yeah, and there's some coaches, at least one in particular. Listen to this. Raheem Morris, the Falcons coach?
Yeah.
He said he thinks the tush push should have been illegal 3 years ago.
Not Raheem.
Raheem is out on the tush push.
I liked Raheem, too.
So you said earlier that you don't think it's going to be overturned, that's going to be taken away. I have a little bit of worry that it is for this reason. I wonder if the Packers opened Pandora's box.
By crying?
Well, yeah, like maybe. You ever been in a group of people that, like, no one wants to be the first person to complain or raise a fuss, but once the first person does, then
everybody start crying.
Everyone's like, you know what?
You know what we call
them? He's right.
Female dogs.
Well, then maybe there's a lot more of them in the NFL. I was with you guys before. I still think it probably won't be banned, but if the Packers opened up Pandora's box and now Raheem Morris feels like he's like, well, I'm not the first one to say it, maybe there's more that feel this way.
I'm okay with Coach Morris feeling the way that he feels, but you need to give me a strong reason why. You need to give me some data why. When I am that old school guy that a man whoop a man is the premise in the NFL. That's the number one premise.
Now
you need to give me some data to tell me why you don't like it.
I think to what Joe's saying is now other teams feel emboldened to be like, hey, I can knock the Eagles down a peg.
Yep. And
just by doing this, no matter how I feel about it, I can take something away that the Eagles have over everybody.
I get what you're saying, and but level the at playing the field. End of the day, it's a man whoop a man. My guys are better than your guys.
That's the way it should be.
And but I agree, but they want their teams to win at the end of the day.
I just feel Packers opened up this Pandora's box.
I agree with you.
Mm-mm. I don't like it. All right, 215-592-9494. For more of your phone calls, the Tush Push. Big deal, no big deal if it gets banned here. And we'll do a little pick two regarding the Eagles' big four free agents as the NFL offseason officially is about to get underway at the NFL Combine. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.